into, was the music industry. And I would sell digital products to them, ebooks, videos, courses, and I made decent money. Remember I talked about hitting that $10,000 a month threshold? Remember that? And I was saying I hit that ceiling, and one of my mentors said what? What was it? He said, do different things and do things differently. And I swear that you guys are going to think that everything so far has been staged. From Tim having the PDF here to the guy who told me do things differently, to do different things walking in the door just now. I remember having this conversation with you. This is Stephen Pierce right here. I remember having this conversation with him when I had hit the $10,000 a month level. Couldn't get past it. And we had a conversation and you just said something. We talked another time when I totally backed out and didn't remember the rest of the conversation. We talked for about 5 or 10 minutes. And I'm like, man, I can't get past this 10,000. It's driving me nuts. I've been here for like a year, you know. And this guy, being past where I wanted to be, said, man, you gotta do different things and do things differently. Like that. What was different that I started doing? I added a membership component to it. So now I go from 10,000 a month to now being able to throw in millions a month. So do you see how simple just like a slight twist in your thinking can be? Do you see that? Like, do you see how important it is to like, listen, I'm making 10,000. This is a kid that came from the hood. I'm making 10,000 a month. I'm making way more than everybody else that I know in my family and my environment. I'm the man. Right? So I could be super selfish and think I know everything, but let me reach out to somebody else that's doing hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. And that's been in it, and like this gave me something that totally changed things. That's why it's so important to talk to people. That's why it's so important to network and build and get past that comfort zone. You own the content. You own the list. Both the prospects and the customers. Who's the most valuable here?
The customers.
You own the business. And you get the consistency. So I did a projection, future sales projection, using the CRM that I use, which is Infusionsoft. And it says that for the next, when I did this, it was saying for the next couple of days, these would be the daily sales. So 7,400, 7,600, 8,400, 7,700. So you get consistency. You get consistency where you're generating, you know, a nice amount of money every single day. You get the freedom, you get the security, right? So a digital publishing business like this creates financial security. There's a certain level of security knowing that tomorrow you bring the money in. What's saying today's Monday? So knowing that Friday I'm gonna make money without Friday even being here. Now, does that alleviate less worry for me? Absolutely. Nothing better than waking up every morning to money that has been deposited to your bank account. I was at my cousin Lenny's house. When was this, about 2 years ago?
Yes.
A year and a half? How long, do you know?
It's 2 years ago.
All right. They're telling me that I have to end. Do you guys want me to end or do we keep going?
Definitely.
Keep going. Keep going, right? So I wake up in the morning and one of the first things that I do and when I wake up is I'll check my, I kiss my wife and I say, hey baby, love you and everything else. I do my gratitude session, look at the kids, make sure they still got their arms and legs and all of that. And then check myself. And I'm at his house, I check myself and I still have to brag a little bit. So I go to him and I show him and it was how much, do you remember?
I do. It was 9:30 a.m. in the morning. And it was at $6,500.
Before 8 o'clock in the morning. So there's, again, a level of security, a level of comfort that comes.